This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
It's sad news about Kim.
Very sad. I cannot believe the age of her. 80. Do we have it here? 83
years old.
She looked great on it.
Yeah, she sure did. In case you don't know, well, I'm sure you do by now, because there's nothing such thing as breaking news anymore. Everyone has it in their phone straight
away.
It's
all online these days.
All online these days. News broke during the show that Kim Woodburn, the Big Brother star, what was the name of her show?
How Clean Is Your House? Yeah.
Oh, she was such an amazing character, and it wasn't even widely reported or reported at all that she was had some sort of an illness at the moment. What they're saying in the press is that she's died after a short illness, her family said. I'm a celebrity. She was iconic on as well.
2009.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? I didn't watch her on that.
Sorry, Colin.
It was Celebrity Big Brother where she was like, you adulterer, you chicken liver. And because it was the whole, she was in the year of the David's Dead year as well.
No, yeah, she did Celeb Big Brother, not I'm a Celeb.
No, she did I'm a Celeb in 2009, yeah. And Celeb Big Brother in on the Channel 5.
Of course, that was the most iconic year by far of Celeb BB.
I think is the clip that you were mentioning there, Colm.
And you're an adulterer that chews down your wife and she's got three kids.
Listen,
you're talking about decency. Oh, come on, darling.
I need to take you up the stairs, then.
Talking to security. Oh, come on, darling.
She is a British icon.
She really is. And you know what? She's got one of those iconic silhouettes that you draw the outline of and you immediately know who that was. Excellent Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Obviously, all those cleaning products and fucking anti-back spray worked wonders for her skin because she was looking fabulous.
I would have guessed if someone said, oh, Kim Woodburn's passed away, I would have said late 60s.
Late 60s.
Yeah.
She would be on her knees doing bits to a toilet bowl. By that I mean cleaning, and not a bother on her bursting back up. And yeah, RIP to a legend, the realest one to do it.
More clips here from that iconic season of Big Brother.
Shut up, woman. You caused most of the trouble in here with your little gang. Don't start with me. Oh. I saw your face when I was giving her back. Look what Kim's doing, you little bitch.
How did that all happen in one season? As Callum was just saying there, that was the year of David's Dead.
Yeah.
It was the fucking Gemma Collins year.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't it?
No, I've got it. Sorry.
Yes.
Kim Woodburn. Christ alive, this was it was phenomenal. Colleen Nolan won it.
Wow.
Jed Woodward in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, so that's why they're such good mates with Gemma Collins and they're always in her hot tub.
It wasn't the David's Dead year.
It wasn't.
No, because that was, who was that? That was
Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah, she was not in that one. She was in the next. She wasn't.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
apologies.
Jed would have been it. Callum Besser and the footballer Jamie O'Hara. Heidi and Spencer were in it.
What? Were they in that one?
Yeah, because it was like old housemates and new housemates.
Yes.
At the same time. Unbelievable.
1038 Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Well there, hello.
Oh, how are you getting on now? Good morning.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is Spin, Emma and Fiona with you this morning as Dave is off on his holidays. Very quiet Dave, actually. I think he's offline, isn't he?
He made the decision to go offline, inspired by you, who stayed off for a total of 6 seconds.
He 6 hours I managed.
Well, that's good going.
He must be on day 4 now.
Yeah,
being
and not
offline.
He deleted the apps. There was a whole thing last week while you were away. He was asking the listener for games for his phone.
Sure.
To distract from I've seen Pippa upload a few like subtle stories, but like nothing too crazy. Actually, she only uploaded one about the Whoop. Like for whom she works.
Okay, so there was nothing about the holiday.
Nothing,
or
no beach. No, like
they must be having
sand.
A right time.
I hope so.
Hey, last night was one of those nights and the first time in 2025 in Ireland where I couldn't cope with the duvet, lads.
Okay, you're gonna have to do the swap out.
Yeah, but for what, I wonder? A sheet?
That's like too light.
I don't have the multiple duvets on the go.
No, I don't. I found it okay so far. I did plug in a little fan last night.
Did you?
I did. I did love it myself. I was like, would you do like a throw and put a flat sheet underneath it?
Pretend
situation.
That's potentially an option. Yeah, because I always find as much when it's too hot, I need something on me.
You'd be a bit vulnerable. If you have nothing, it's like, what is this life about? What am I living for?
Yeah, I just had like a you wouldn't even say a sports bra, like a little kind of cropped thing and underwear. Couldn't cope, lads, with winter and everything all night.
Okay, painting us a picture. This beautiful Tuesday morning. Yes, Emma.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Rosé, Bruno Mars and APT here on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. Hope you're well this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you one thing, I'm not.
Oh.
Not well at all.
Emma.
Stressed out of me head.
Ah, she's only back. She's given out already.
Fiona, one thing you need to know about me is I sign up for things that I can't commit to.
I like this show.
The show's all right. Listen, you need to make a few quid, don't
you? Yeah.
In my time on the show, I've gone through phases of loving horse riding.
Of course.
The early stages of boxing came and went quite quickly.
Hey, still.
We're back around now and it's a solid.
Don't do that to the boys at Heaton.
In the initial period, it didn't last very long.
The biggest one is the Irish language classes that Emma signed up for. Turned up for a week.
I remember hearing about that. Yeah. I remember you saying you were going to the Gael Tocht.
Yeah.
When is that trip booked for? In between Italy and Spain?
I booked a full 10-week course.
Oh, perfect.
She went to 1 week.
You're fluent now.
But the problem is, I get very excited if someone says, oh, let's do this thing in 3 months. Like, for example, in this instance, a 16-kilometre run.
Oh, that always sounds great when it's 3 months away.
Exactly. Or in the case of when my friend asked me to do it with her, it was 4 months away.
Oh, even better.
It's happening in Phoenix Park and it's happening on the 16th of August, okay?
Oh, no, that's now, really soon now.
My really good pal, Emer, is who I'm deciding to do this with. And to be honest, every Monday as it comes around in my head for the last 6 weeks, I've said I should probably start training for that 16K now, right?
Let's get on that.
We're now at the 17th of June.
Yeah. Go on.
I haven't moved past a walking pace, I'd say, in about 6 months. I can't remember the last time I even jogged. Maybe I jogged across a pedestrian crossing at one point recently, but that's probably the extent.
When it was is that van letting me go or not? Okay.
4 or 5 lengths of a jog, and that's been pretty much the
sure, that's loads.
In my head, in my defence, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'm not going to go to a boxing class and then walk the dog and then go for a run. I've enough going on.
Ah, God, you're a busy woman.
But what's really put the up me.
Go on.
Is I got a screenshot from Emer, not a screenshot, a photo from Emer yesterday of her Apple Watch saying, I finally hit 10. How are you getting? So we are weeks and weeks and weeks away from this. Not happening, as I say, until the 16th of August. And she has 10K under her belt.
Oh, girl.
I ran a 10K once in my life, and that was for the Women's Mini Marathon in 2024. And I was like, I am an athlete. She's at that pace already. At the rate she's going, she'll be well beyond the 16K by the time this race comes around. And I've worked it out. In order to get there, I need to be upping my distance by 1.7 kilometres a week if I started yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
What date in August?
16th.
So you've got just under 2 months to do it. Which I think
not too bad.
Is doable. How as a man that does not work out whatsoever.
That'd be great for you. I will be sitting on the sidelines. How did you work out how much you need to increase your distance?
I divided 16K by however many weeks is left.
Because my sister's doing this half marathon and she has an app. I think it's called Runner potentially, and because sometimes you're meant to do longer and then shorter again, and there's a whole system to it, so that's good. If you want to take this seriously, Emma.
And do they not say with marathons, like, I know it's not a marathon, but you never run the full marathon until
the marathon,
so you're never going to need
13K.
Or even just that run back and forth.
Now, here's the thing, I just want to put a warning out there because this has to start now, okay? I'm doing it with my friend, she's at the 10K mark, right? She's hoping for this, she's living for the few drinks after this, right?
Yes.
I want to put a warning out to the room. A, I'm not going to be able to walk for a while, and B, I could die.
A lot of people have gone down at a 16K run. No. Huge death tolls, famously.
What I mean by this is, I've ordered that thing because I've said to myself, as I mentioned, I can't be doing a boxing class and walking the dog and running. So the dog and the running has to combine.
Love it.
So I've got that yoke that some people have, and I'm waiting for it to arrive, where you have like the belt around your waist.
Oh, go on.
And the dog lead attaches.
Yeah.
So the dog runs with you. Now, the way that puppy is with any kind of a smell that's half interesting, or God forbid another dog, or God forbid a bus, I could be dragged into anyone's hedge or front garden.
You're going to be yeeted around the place.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeet.
So that's my warning. I could get killed by the dog.
Okay.
Or I could just get killed by the exercise.
So. Weekly updates, please.
Starts from today, promise.
We're gonna keep you on the straight and narrow here.
Because Seamus probably won't.
Yeah. We'll eat packets of Maltesers in front of you whilst you do your big run.
And we'll bring in those little running gels for you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Next team event, 16th of August, on the sidelines at Emma's.
Absolutely.
Run.
I'm not running whatsoever.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. We need to start working on our signs now.
This will be me, jazzy and closer to the floor.
Spin. Spins fully recharged.
That is called That's So True on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and you need to stick around, okay? We can't urge you enough. After 8 o'clock this morning, we have a very big announcement involving a very large prize, okay?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. This is big stuff. After 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you all the details here on Fully Charged.
Yeah, okay, I'm nervous. Getting quite good at these, actually. Oh, wow. We'll get there in the end. Hey, this is only my third one. You know what this is. We've got three stories. They are about Labubus. Henceforth, this shall be known as the Labubu Corner.
Yay.
That's how it works. Actually, Emma, you were away. You don't even know this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on. I'm showing Emma my Labubu, which I got while she was away on holidays.
Fiona, really, I don't know what to say.
I mean, this isn't the news story, but I just want to check your comfort levels on this.
I'm uncomfortable. Look, the state of that thing hanging off your bag. You're a grown woman.
Do you not think it's so cute?
No,
I am a grown woman. But when I was leaving after getting my nails done the other day, they were like, oh my God, she has a Labubu. And I'm like, yes, I'm young.
Okay, just explain.
Right.
Why.
Okay, well, I'll tell you why I got that later on. But there's three Labubu stories. If you don't know, Labubus are those freakish little furry keychains that people have on their handbags at the moment. People from 5 years old up to 95. Sometimes they're hanging on to a very expensive designer bag. And they're really popping off, and people are trying to get their hands on them.
Such a huge trend.
They're a big trend. First story, a life-size Labubu sells for almost 130K.
Wow.
Yes. A child-size Labubu figure has sold in China for more than 110,000 sterling, and the record for these strange goblin-like toys has sent the world into a frenzy. So this week, a giant 4-foot version, so that's around Dave's height, of the figure, just flogged at auction in China for nearly 130K.
Mm.
It's a child size model. It's turquoise, and auctioneers say it's one of a kind. So
my
that's
God.
Money in your pocket, all right?
This all, which country did these start in again?
So I think they started in Hong Kong.
Cool, okay.
And they're supposedly inspired by Nordic mythology.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not up to date with my Nordic mythology. If you are, text in 087-711-1038. But that's the first story. Life-size Labubu sold for 130K. Next up, a Chinese bank has been barred from offering customers free Labubu dolls. So do you know sometimes at the bank you might get a free pen?
If you're lucky,
or
yeah.
Like a little card holder for the back of your phone. This Chinese bank, it's Ping An Bank, based in Shenzhen. Apologies if I butchered that. They recently announced a promotion that would award new customers who deposit at least €7,000 and keep it in their account for at least 3 months with a Labubu.
It's kind of a good incentive if they're as big as they are, though, no? It's better than getting your pen.
Honestly, what they're selling for on resale at the moment, it's worth it to deposit your 7K. So get yours out now and get it in there. Finally, Labubu owners are considering insuring their coveted plushies to protect toys from theft.
This is a modern day Furby. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
But like people who go on holidays, people are travelling around Europe at the moment. There has been a rise in thefts of Labubus just because how much they go for on the resale market. So according to a new report from travel insurance company Passport Card, one in three millennials or Gen Zers have considered taking out travel insurance to protect their precious Labubu when travelling abroad.
Do you know what? I have friends that work in insurance companies and like
if they got a call about a Labubu, it'd break up the day.
It sure would break up the day. It would make them smash the phone against the desk.
There's a girl, Rachel Clayton, who revealed she took out, only a €98 insurance package to protect her 7 Labubus. So really, that's not bad going. She said, if I lost one on a trip, I'd feel sad, especially nowadays with how hard they are to get and how long ago I bought them. So that's her way of letting you know she was like them before they were cool. And they're a part of her at this point, she told the publication.
What age is this woman?
She is, I think she said she's 28. 24!
Jesus. How did you get your hands on one, Fiona?
Dwayne got it for me. My friend Taryn, who's also a comedian, was doing stand up at Cherry Comedy. I won't do the sale now because we're running out of time. But she, at the comedy club I run, and she had a Labubu, and I was like, oh my god, it's so cool. And I wasn't saying much either way, but she pulled Dwayne aside and was like, by hell or high water, you need to get your hands on one of those for Fiona. And I think I don't want to know what he paid for it on eBay, but I wasn't particularly in the market for one at all. But now that I have it, I'm vibing. It's a good conversation starter.
I'm saying it here now. I won't. I just can't. It's freakish.
Will it make you feel better? I'll never get more than one. I'm not going to be like the 7 dwarves of Labubu on my back.
That's enough, yeah. You're on spin. I asked my dad the other day, what's your favourite song at the moment? And tickle your fancy. He said, I really like Lola Young and Messi.
That is so cute.
I know.
He's a feminist.
Yeah, exactly. There she is. She performed at Wembley Stadium over the weekend. 80,000 people.
Wow.
And I suppose artists need to wear these earpieces to hear exactly what's going on with their band and to keep them in rhythm and all the rest and know when to come in. Sadly, hers somehow defaulted, broke or she lost them. And this is kind of secondhand cringe now. Sorry to play this, Lola. God help her, what can she do? Like,
that's not too bad. That's just Cheryl Cole when she came back with Girls Aloud for pre-arena.
Dublin travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Who is that talking?
Anytime at Cheryl's line, you guys take it.
With the most obscure Girls Aloud lyric, we're like, we don't know.
You guys were around like 15 years ago.
We don't know the album tracks.
We don't remember. It's coming up on 7:31. Katie has the updates on what's going on in the roads in Dublin.
Good morning.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Love that so much. Wiz the MC, Bees and Honey, and Show Me Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I mentioned this a few minutes ago. If you've just joined, good morning. We have some massive news coming your way after 8 o'clock this morning, okay? It's a very large, very big, very exciting prize, and you don't want to miss out on finding out all the info on that. So make sure you're with us just after 8 o'clock this morning. In the meantime...
Oh, it's Top 10 Tuesday, everybody!
Right.
Emma, you were off for a couple of weeks. We actually played Top 10 Tuesday on a Thursday while we... Ooh, and we did Top 10 Thursday as well.
Talk about phoning it in, eh?
I know, but it's a great game. Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might
be.
We
love it.
We do. We've done Taylor Swift's biggest ever songs on streaming.
Yeah.
Last week we did the most followed football clubs on Instagram.
Yeah, that went down like a lead balloon.
Mm. Well, I heard that Dave loved it. And loads more. Emma and Fiona, you're playing today and you've 3 lives each.
Okay.
And you'll take it in turns to try and complete this top 10 list that I have for you.
Yes.
You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038 and you'll get 1 IMC cinema pass for each gap that you fill in. So you could win 10.
You could.
If you fail this morning.
If we really brain
us. If we're horrendous.
Yeah. So, but I actually think you'll do pretty well today. This week I am looking for the most populated populated counties on the island of Ireland according to the latest census. That's 2022 for IE and 2021 for Northern Ireland. So 32 counties.
Girly.
32 counties on this island of Ireland. I need you to name the top 10 most populated. And this morning we will start with Fiona.
Okay, so we'll start with Dublin.
We'll start with Dublin. Home and hose, Dublin is number one.
Yes.
Well done.
Fiona, that is you back in the net.
That is 1.45 million,
thank you,
according to the census. Over to you, Emma.
Cork.
County Cork is at number three.
Oh.
Well done, Emma. County Cork has 584,000.
Very
some
nice.
Some would say the real capital.
Oh. Some would.
Go easy.
Not us.
I can't say.
Over to you, Fiona.
Let's go Limerick.
County Limerick is number nine.
Whoa.
With 209,000.
By the skin of my teeth.
So we're doing well. Three guesses in, three correct answers. Over to you, Emma.
Can we go for Galway, please?
County Galway is number five.
Good Galway.
Oh, we're doing four for four. Can we get the whole ten?
Wait, did you say it includes the north?
Yes, there's 32 counties in this list.
Yes, as there should be. Thank you, unification. Will I go Antrim?
County Antrim is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
651,000. Five for five. Look
free
at
us. Them.
I'm nervous. Waterford.
County Waterford.
Yeah, a city.
Is number 20.
Oh! Wow.
Emma has lost the life. County Waterford stands at 127,000.
Jesus, Ronnie Bell.
All right. Where do the people be?
Where's
I want to go where the people are. Well, we say...
I want to go with it.
Well, we say, like, hit the commuter towns. We go so commuter counties.
Oh, sure, Kildare.
Meath.
County Meath, number eight.
Oh, yeah.
With that in mind, we'll go Kildare, please.
County Kildare, number seven. We are doing well. So at number one is Dublin, number two is Antrim, number three is Cork. We're missing number four, number five is Galway. We're missing number six, seven is Kildare, eight is Meath, nine is Limerick, and 10 is blank. So we've only three to go.
Sure, no harm hitting it with Westmeath.
Westmeath is 22.
Oh, there is harm.
Fiona, you have lost a life.
Okay.
Let's go Wicklow, please.
County Wicklow is number 16. Emma, you've lost two lives. Fiona, you've lost one.
Okay. Ooh, where am I going to say? Oh, I'm sure people are screaming right now. Where's Small? Like, we say Louth?
County Louth is number 17.
Oh, no!
Right, Emma, one shot shootout now.
This is going to embarrass myself.
Go on.
Belfast isn't a county, sure it's not.
It's not.
That's Antrim.
Okay. That's an Antrim. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, final one for me. I'm winging it massively by saying Kerry.
County Kerry is number 15. Emma is all out, Fiona. You've won the week because you've got 4 points. Emma's only got three, but do you want one more guess?
I've got one more guess. Okay.
Come on, Fee.
Are we missing somewhere really obvious?
I know, I don't know, lads.
Not like Wexford. I don't think it's going to be it, but...
If it's not Waterford, I don't think it's Wexford.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking Wexford as your answer, and that Wexford is number 14. So we have lost all lives. So let's go over that list. So this morning, we are looking for the most populated counties on the island of Ireland. That's including Northern Ireland and the Republic. So we're missing numbers 4, 6 and 10. Number 1 is Dublin, number 2 is Antrim, number 3 is Cork, number 5 is Galway, number 7 is Kildare, number 8 is Meath and number 9 is Limerick. So there's three cinema passes up for grabs. Can you fill in the top 10?
Yeah.
So it's the most populated counties on the island of Ireland, 087 711 1038.
Get in touch with their guesses. You could win some IMC cinema passes off us this morning.
Yeah, let's get you to the cinema with your thruple.
I will have to say that it is probably our most successful yet in terms of only having
pretty
three
good.
Spaces left.
I'd be very relieved when we find out what's missing, because I'm sure we're obviously missing such
something
obvious ones.
Totally.
And it'll kill us.
Get in touch now. 087 711 1038. Here's Sabrina Carpenter at Spin.
You said your phone was broken.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Now we're in the midst of top 10 Tuesday.
Yes, happy Top 10 Tuesdays, where I give you a topic and you have to fill in the top 10 of that topic. This morning we are looking for the most populated counties on the island of Ireland. That's the 32 counties. Yes. So far, you've done very well. The girls have done very well in studio. They got 7 out of the 10. We're missing number 4, number 6 and number 10. In ascending order, number 9 was County Limerick. Number 8 was County Meath. Number 7, County Kildare. Number 5, County Galway. Number 3, County Cork. Number 2, County Antrim. And number 1 was County Dublin. So we are looking for positions 4, 6 and 10.
I reckon we'll be hanging our heads in shame here, Fiona.
I would imagine so.
Carol is standing by. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Listen, we're struggling and we need your help. We cannot complete Top 10 Tuesday without your help this morning. We're looking for number 4, 6 and 10 of the top most populated counties across the 32 counties of Ireland. What do you reckon we've missed?
Derry.
That's a good one.
He's gone for Derry. And Carl, it's in the top 10. Well done. It's number 6 county.
Wow,
county
well done,
Derry, Londonderry, however you want to call it.
Less of that in
exactly.
Here.
And I'm just
Derry.
County Derry, there we go.
Tell them, Carl.
252,000. So well done, Carl. That is in there for you. Do you want to go again?
I'm stuck between two. Boy, Donegal or Tipperary. Go Donegal.
Oh, I would go Tipperary. I'd probably go Tip, but I haven't a clue.
Then go Tip.
Well, I tell you what, I'll take both answers. County Tipperary is number 12.
Oh, sorry,
that's
Carl.
One out for you, but that's all right.
Sorry, Carl.
And County Donegal is number 13.
Okay. So we're technically right.
There we go. Do you know what?
Oh, what's an IMC cinema pass?
Yeah, you're actually on minus one now, so you are where's the cinema pass. We'll send two cinema passes out to you, Carl. But let's just complete that top 10 list for you. So you got number 6, which was Derry. And number 4 was County Down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very good, very good.
And number 10 was County Armagh.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Three Northern Irish counties.
That's shocking now. That's Northern Erasure by us. And I just want to say I'm sorry.
We need to improve our knowledge.
Sincere apologies.
But well done, Carl. You did get number 6. So, and I'm going to be nice and we'll double your cinema passes. So you got 2 IMC cinema passes.
Oh, not too bad, Carl.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, sir. Talk to you later.
See you. Thank you, boys.
Bye.
3-8 Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like
when it's just gone. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Morning!
Good morning. How are you doing?
What's the crack?
Not much. Has anyone watched that Titanic submersible documentary yet?
Titanic?
Netflix. Is that
what they're calling it?
Well, I call it that because that's where it went. You know what I mean? That was where they were going.
It was gone to search.
Oh, of course it was. Yeah.
Oh my God. The lack of amount of time Titanic fills in your brain concerns me. How could it be referred to as anything other than the Titanic submersible?
The amount
that's
of
that's where
time
they had been going.
Titanic is in your brain concerns me.
I think it's the right amount. It's an excellent commentary on class that will remain as such forevermore. The submersible was called the Titan.
That's the one, yeah.
And they were heading to the Titanic.
Yeah.
And they never made it. I put it on yesterday just out of interest. I did fall asleep for, I'm gonna say, the entire thing.
Oh wow, it was gripping then.
I woke up as they were playing. Do you know they said like the sounds that you could hear from under the water of the popping?
Oh, yeah.
Like this was apparently when the submersible imploded.
Oh God! And I remember we were all glued to it.
Watching the oxygen scary countdown and all. But yeah, this popping, it was like the most haunted like microwave popcorn ever. And they were just like playing it on a loop. So I was like compelled to wake up. It is a really interesting documentary. And like the guy who like made the
submersible. How much of it did you see to say this?
I'm gonna say a good 15 minutes.
Okay.
But it was a bit too sciencey for me. Like it was like he studied engineering,
right,
he like how he kind of came up with this whole concept.
I saw the preview and it was very physicsy.
He ignored all the warning signs. Mm. But like the whole time I was watching it, I was just like, guys, where is Rose and Jack? How am I meant to care about this? Can we fit a love story into the submersible, please? Make it interesting for me.
It came up as an option and I was ready for bed last night, but I'd highly recommend Department Q. I've just finished on Netflix.
I'm going to watch it now. You've been
speaking of that kind of, what would you say, those kind of surroundings inside the Titan.
Yeah, a bit claustrophobe.
Similar vibe.
Yeah.
fart.
No one's allowed to fart. If you fart, you're out.
Kind of, I guess. If you've seen Department Q, yeah, maybe.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Okay, stay exactly where you are because we've been telling you all morning we have some very big news. That big news is all about a competition and a prize that at this stage money simply cannot buy. All those details coming after Somber. This is Spin. You
had a dream. Fully charged.
Recharged.
That is Somber, and the song is called Undressed. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And over the last few months, we've gotten you into some of the biggest gigs, okay? We got you into Sabrina Carpenter. That was completely sold out. We got you tickets only last week to Charlie XCX, I believe. We got you into the sold-out Gracie Abrams gig. So that's nice.
So that's it.
That's it.
Just telling you. Anyway, what's next?
Any other crack going on?
No, not too much.
Well, listen, I presume you know that there's a huge gig happening in the Aviva on the 27th of this very month, and it's completely sold out. Anyway, any other news?
No, not too much.
What are you having for your brekkie there?
Yeah, that's a bagel. Kind of burnt it today, undercooked it yesterday. It's really hard to strike the happy medium. But
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Take me to Dua Lipa. This thing, we are summer's number one hit music station. You know that, and we want to get you into the hottest gig potentially of the summer. That is the Queen herself, Dua Lipa, playing the Aviva. That is Friday week, and tickets are gonzo. They're completely sold out. The FOMO is going to be full on. I include myself in that. I don't have a ticket. I'm an idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm a little idiot. Like everyone else at the time, I'm not going to bother. I don't think I'll bother. Mm-mm. Why?
You were
Why?
Going on your 8 holidays instead.
I can see people on stories looking for tickets at the moment, and you don't need to be looking at dodgy websites or begging for resale. We want to give you your tickets to Dua Lipa and more. And then some.
And then some. Yes, we have got 4. Count them. 4
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was very good. Osquelga?
A hain, a doe, a three, a cacher.
Yes, very good. Cacher ticket to that sold out show.
I would say
show.
That's actually to KD.
Anyway, okay, did you go to the contact or not? 4 tickets to the sold out Dua Lipa gig up for grabs. Plus, we will put you up, in the 4-star Mespel Hotel on the night of the gig as well. So you can enjoy the evening in luxury. Imagine that, getting ready at the hotel.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Strolling on down. Mm. Oh my God. If you want to win these tickets, head to the homepage of spin1038.com and fill out your details on the form.
Now, right, here's how things are a little bit different. You do have to be 18 or older to enter, and you can find, well, actually, that's pretty standard. Mm. But you can find full terms
here's
and
where things
conditions
get crazy
over on our website. You need to get your entry in by 11 a.m. next Tuesday, the 24th of June. And it's on that morning or later that morning that myself, Emma, Dave, and Fiona could be calling you. Now, Fiona, I know that this is new to you, but when we gave away the Sabrina tickets and we gave away the Gracie tickets, there was a particular way that people had to answer the phone.
Okay.
And it was a disaster.
Really?
It was an absolute and utter disaster.
So long.
Oh, bring your lunch in that day. We've been sitting here all day.
Do people just not say it?
They just don't say it, right? I can't urge you. I'm telling you this now. If you enter this competition and you get a call from us next week, if it's, you know what I mean, if it's next Tuesday.
It'll just be after midday next Tuesday that we make these calls.
So if you get a phone call after midday next Tuesday, that's the 24th of June, the chances are it very might well be us, because no one really rings anyone anymore.
Especially not on a Tuesday at 12. Who is that?
What is that? You have to answer within 5 rings, but you have to answer the phone. You cannot say hello.
No.
This is where producer Callum unveils his real, inner evil.
He's very strict.
He's very strict.
I love terms and I love conditions. And this is the biggest
and
terms and conditions.
And I love the way that they apply.
You may be sure that this man will never bomb into a pool on holidays, because the rules
clearly state.
Okay?
And certainly no heavy petting at the pool either.
This is the thing. You have to answer your phone saying, take me to Dua Lipa.
That's easy enough.
Not Dua.
Yeah. No send.
Not bring me to.
Yeah.
Not give me them tickets. Not hello. Not who's this. From the moment you answer the phone, you have to say, take me to Dua Lipa. One, because you want to win the tickets, and two, because let us go home. Please. It's going to take all day. Say it right, you'll win those four tickets to the sold-out gig at the Aviva to see Dua Lipa and the stay at the four-star Mespel Hotel as well. So look, get yourself organised. Go over to spin1038.com and if you call back on the 24th, one more time, please. Okay, Fiona, I'm going to ring you now. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Answer for the fifth.
How are you?
Oh, Fiona, boo.
That's not
now
it.
We have to go again.
Okay, go on.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Hey! All hell will break loose and you will win. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but four.
Not four. Actually, I'm only joking. Yeah, it's four.
It's four. It's four. Tickets to see Dua Lipa, all right?
And this is relevant as well, actually, because when we were giving away the Charlie XCX tickets last week, Sean, I believe it was, he didn't say the line straight away, which was, I'm going to guess the colour of your underwear. He was that day. And he was waiting to see if it was us.
Yeah.
And he didn't get the tickets.
Like, we waited 10 seconds and then he was like, wig on.
Do not wait. What are you embarrassed of? So what if you say, take me to Dua Lipa, to your doctor or your dentist?
Exactly.
They'll know what's up.
Listen, the very best of luck to you. Spin1038.com is where you get yourself registered. And let's play the song that made her a star, cemented her in the world of showbiz and fame. It's Dua Lipa's New Rules at Spin.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you just missed it, we've just announced we're going to send you to Dua Lipa with all the trimmings completely sold out. Get yourself registered to win on spin103.com. For now, though, I don't know if I was very late to the party on this or just I'm not a very observant person normally.
Hey.
But as I was waiting in on the tarmac in Dublin on Sunday when I landed in from Spain, we were waiting a while, usual deal for the stairs to be attached to the plane and all the rest. And I was way back in like row number 20 or something. So it took a while to get off the plane, essentially, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I started to get really frustrated by this Ryanair theme music, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They have this theme music for boarding and obviously when you're trying to get off as well at the end. And it's fine, I guess, until it's going on and on and on in loop and loop and loop. It's almost like they're trying to soundtrack you getting off the plane and I'm like, just let me get off the plane. I don't need tunes for this.
Yeah,
just let me leave. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it sounds like this. As well, and the other part about it was it kind of breaks then into this, like, we'll hear it now in a sec. It goes like and it's especially annoying at the beginning as well if you're sitting around and say, for example, when we were actually leaving Spain, they've missed their slots. We had about 45 minutes hanging around on the plane. Anyway, I just got to thinking, this is the most royalty-free sounding thing I've ever heard. Michael O'Leary will do whatever he can to save a couple of quid. I swear to God, I was like, this is free to download on YouTube.
I'd say 100%.
If you edit your own videos on Canva, like, I bet you this is available to download for free and throw up over your YouTube video. Not a cent was spent on this.
It's giving like corporate get together with free shot glasses of smoothies that they post on LinkedIn then.
Yes.
Like, just the most like hellish event.
I was looking through all the countries that Ryanair fly to and I was like, you could give a few bob to the country that you're flying into as well by supporting local artists. So I was thinking, rather than this, would he not spend a few quid on like typical music from the countries that they fly to? So for example, I've done a bit of digging on this, right?
We love it.
I have some suggestions, Michael. Good morning. If you are landing in Germany, okay, Volksmusik is the traditional folk music of Germany. And there's a particular song that's quite popular, I've discovered, called In München steht ein Hofbrauhaus.
Oh, I love that one.
It's a very famous song. And if I was landing into this, I'd be very happy landing in Germany. If you want to skip in front of me as I'm waiting to stand to the aisle, off you go, darling. I'm off to Berlin and there's no rush on me.
Who would be in a rush? Get your bratwurst out.
Now, if you're landing in Spain, this is what you're hearing, yeah? Boring. You land in Spain, the suitcase is falling down your head from above. You don't care because you're departing, getting off the plane to the Gypsy Kings.
Oh.
Shimmying down that aisle, baby.
Yes.
They're the best.
Sorry, this is problematic, but why do I feel like I'm in Nando's when that plays?
Let's move on.
You know what I'm talking about.
I gotcha. If I was to land in Finland, I don't want to hear this.
No.
I want to hear Kesäpäivä Kangasala, which is basically a song called, in English, A Summer Day in Kangasala.
Give it to us in Finnish again.
Kesäpäivä Kangasala.
Slay. Wow, yeah.
Can you imagine yourself on the plane? The host and hostess is saying, thank you very much. That was just dreamy. Very relaxing.
I feel like I could cast a spell and turn everything to ice.
I have a new favourite song of my own on the back of this research in the early hours of this morning. It's a famous Croatian song. It's pretty patriotic. It's called Vilo Velebita. And I'd be rocking off the plane to this.
Oh, yes.
You'd be skipping down the steps.
I'd love it.
Flying form.
Oh, we have to get a shuttle to the airport. No bother.
Yeah.
We're in flying form.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, there's a bus outside. Don't care.
No
I'm listening
bother.
To that.
No problem, lovey.
And finally, if I was landing in Poland, Michael O'Leary, this is what I want to hear. It's a song called... Zuskia.
No. Of course.
Kak Zuski.
Oh, I love that one.
And it sounds like this. It's the chicken dance.
Okay. A little bit frantic for me.
Getting off the plane?
Yeah, you can you can see the person on the inside seat, like, all in a suitcase off in front of you.
I think it would actually speed people up quite a lot, that.
I guess.
Get off! Come on! I want to get cracking on this holiday. Go away! But in the meantime, forever, we will get the royalty-free download music, and you love it. And it sounds like this. However... I don't think that'll be happening anytime soon. We'll be
What song do we do when we land at Birmingham at 6 a.m. on a Tuesday and the hotel's not ready till 2?
It's just the sound of people crying.
Yeah. Very nice. Oh, hello. Speaking of gigs this summer, of course we have Charlie XCX coming up tonight in Malahide Castle. So you might see the Brat girlies out in their Brat neon green.
I'd say a few lads are just organising a few drinks on the back of that there now.
I just realised Charlie in Malahide is great because of the DAW, and the DAW is kind of, it's not Brat green, it's more snot green, but it's a good it's a good green.
That works.
Yeah, Charlie loves snot.
Yeah.
I think snot is
maybe that's the next
Brat
album.
Yeah, snot. I would listen. So you might see people in their Brat green, their snot green, their white tank tops with no bra, as is the Charlie XCX uniform. But what else you might have seen this week, particularly if you're around the likes of Dunleary or a Dublin city centre yesterday, would be people in straw hats, 1910 style apparel.
Very Brat.
Yeah, very Brat in its own special way. That is because yesterday was Bloomsday.
Yes, it was. I knew very little about Bloomsday until I researched it when people were talking about it yesterday. And I said, oh, okay, that's cool.
That's what everyone does when they find out what Bloomsday is. Okay, that's cool. Am I going to read Ulysses? No.
I thought it was something to do with bloom or flower.
Yeah.
I was incorrect.
I get it. It's because the protagonist of James Joyce's Ulysses, his name is Leopold Bloom. And Bloomsday is an annual celebration held on 16th of June to commemorate the novel. This is the day depicted in the novel. So the whole of Ulysses, in case you didn't know, it just covers one day, even though it's the biggest book in the history of the world. That was a big day for Mr. Leopold. The day is celebrated with various events, including readings, performances, and visits to locations featured in the book. Many participants dress in Edwardian attire, a nod to the novel's setting. Mm. So that's all well and good. That's what James Joyce was up to in the light of day. But a lot of us know him for his nighttime activity, which were his love letters to his motzer, Nora. And these...
Oh my God, fact, I forgot about this.
They are filthy. To say they
are... Like 50 Shades of who?
Oh my God, 50 Shades could never. E.L. Grey or Christian Grey. No, like he is, pales in comparison.
He was a dirty boy.
He was a dirty boy. He was into some weird stuff, particularly Nora's farts. He was a huge fan of. Were they loud? Were they wet? Were they windy? Were they long? And this is the extent of what I can say about on air. If you fancy a bit of morning reading, if you're not at your desk yet and you don't sit anywhere near HR, please have a Google for yourself.
Don't do it on the work internet.
I was about to say, turn the Wi-Fi off.
Please do. Yeah, delete that history. Have a look at James Joyce's love letters.
Is that such a violation of privacy, though?
I know.
But after he died, they were like, "Ah, show us your filthy mind."
I'd say he'd be like, "Do you know what? I'll give them a bit of a show." I'd say poor Nora might be mortified, but by all accounts, she was into some weird stuff herself. So
sure, good on them.
Yeah, exactly. Power to them in Catholic Ireland, no less. We love it. So with that in mind, I was thinking, Charlie XCX, James Joyce. They're not that different, really.
The two big events of the week.
Big events, both into some weird stuff, by all accounts. So that's inspired me to put pen to paper and write a little something with both our Queen Charlie and Mr. Dirtbird James Joyce in mind. So I will be unveiling this for you very shortly.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Are you excited about it?
Was there anything else apart from the fart he liked?
I can't say. Play a song and I'll let you know, girl.
Link me, will you?
Good morning, how are you doing? All right, just there I was talking about the two major events of the week. They are Charlie XCX at Malahide Castle tonight and, of course, Bloomsday, celebrating James Joyce, which had happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to look from the outside, you think James Joyce is very hoity-toity. You wear your straw hats, you wear your Edwardian garb. There was a lot more going on beneath the surface.
Mm.
I was talking about his love letters to his girlfriend, Nora. And by all accounts, they are absolutely filthy. They discuss in great detail her farts, her pretty frilly knickers that he sent out some money for her to purchase so he could think about the knickers while he was off doing his bits. It reminded me of Charlie XCX's underwear. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's not a world apart.
No, they're not. They're actually quite similar.
They really are. So with that considered, I've prepared a little something.
Oh.
And I'd like to debut it for you right here, right now.
Listen, you got to celebrate all the things going on in Dublin all at once. That's what we do here. So I'm excited.
DJ, hit that track.
Oh, where's this going?
You wanna guess the odor of my farty air? You wanna know what it smells like when I sit on a chair? Are my pretty frilly drawers resting comfortably? The ones I bought with the banknote that you sent to me. You want the farts to get louder every time that we meet. You said they're better than the fat wives who live down the street. Farts that get louder every time we meet. Yeah, better than the fat wives who live down the street. My farts are long and windy, quick and merry. Other people would think they're scary. While I'm sleeping, farts are creeping. I can't stay more or I'll have to start bleeping.
Hey! Fiona Frawley, everybody! Fabulous! ChatGPT's give me like a little overview of the type of stuff in these love letters. Holy mother of divine Jesus is all I can say. I'm shook.
It was a struggle to keep it that PG, girls.
Fair play on.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Producer Callum.
Hello.
Fiona here. Would you take off your headphones for a second? Oh. I'll do the same. No, you put your headphones on, Callum.
Oh, okay.
I would like you to look at both of our ears. And I'd like you, Callum, to choose who is sporting these earrings that I copied Fiona's and bought the same pair.
We love it.
Better.
Who wore it better?
Oh, this is asking me to pick my favourite all over again because the person who I don't choose is going to be really angry at me.
Oh, no, I don't mind.
I can't win.
Now, Fiona wins. She's got lovely little earlobes there. I've got absolute hangers.
No one has ever said that to me.
Lovely lobes on you.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually going to say? Like, I do like them on you, Fiona, but I think your ears are too small for them.
My ears are so small.
Emma's big lugs.
My massive lads. Carry them well.
Yeah, I think they just sit better with
James Joyce. My massive lads take an earring.
She was barely in the door and I said, "Where'd you get those earrings? Send me that link."
And you literally got the same.
The exact same.
These earrings actually get a lot of compliments and they're, what were they, like 30 quid
in
Newbridge. So they are something. Callum, do you want to get a pair?
Okay, no, I'm all right.
Oh my God, can we take Callum to get his ear pierce work activity?
No.
So fun.
Not at all.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the crack?
How are you getting on?
I think it's a bit of a mixed bag today.
Oh, Emma.
Yeah, a bit of rain around, I think. But overall, the week is looking pretty damn good.
I thought you meant emotionally for you. I was like, girl, is everything okay?
Well, do you know what? It actually kind of is.
Okay.
This kind of brings the expression, the dog ate my homework, to a whole new level. I'm getting Invisalign at the moment and I'm nearly finished. I'm in the last hurrah. And I've had no issues, haven't lost any braces, like everything's been fine so far. And a double whammy happens at the moment. So what they always say to you, when you get your... So every week, basically, you get a new tray. Mm-hmm. And obviously it adjusts ever so slightly every week. And they always say to you, always keep your previous tray. Don't throw it in the bin because you might lose it, blah, blah, blah. So you can just go back to the old one until you get your new one or whatever the case may be. So when I was away last week, I was going away with one set of trays. And I was like, okay, this is really important. I cannot lose these because no word of a single lie, my dog ate my previous ones. I had taken them out and I placed them in a tissue on top of their microwave, making my lunch. I look back and it looked like he was actually wearing a brace in the garden.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
Seamus, how'd you straighten up those natures?
What's going on there? Anyway, they were in bits. I was away then and I don't know what I did. Really stupid behaviour for carrying around Invisalign, Irish spy, I know. But I must have put them in the pocket of a pair of my shorts. And then, do you know when you're on the beach and you hang them on a parasol, like on the little springy things?
Of course.
They obviously fell. And I dug the biggest hole you will ever imagine underneath that parasol trying to find those things.
Oh no.
I went a full week with nothing. So today is the change day.
Okay.
And I'm anticipating that pain.
Oh, girl.
That feeling of like, you know what it feels like? Your teeth are loose and your gums are bruised all around. Yeah. It's going to last for about 3 days. It's totally my own fault. But anyway, I'd say they're sick of seeing me coming in there because it's been extended to this treatment twice already.
But you know what? If it makes you feel better, it is a real thing. The dog ate my Invisalign.
Is that a thing?
Because when I was working at the dentist, it was like one of the most common occurrences.
Are you serious?
Because you know dogs... I don't know how is the best way to phrase this. They'd be a fan of a bodily fluid. You know, it's what kind of attracts them the most. So, like, it's the mixture of the saliva and the chewy plastic that just is dogs love.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you getting on? All right, I've been trying to restart my fitness journey recently. Obviously, you do the boxing. Dave does his runs.
Mm.
And he also runs as well. And I would be a fan of the old reformer Pilates.
Oh,
I love
you?
The trend, okay. You know? So I was pretty good with this around Christmas time. And then kind of when I was starting the job, getting used to the early mornings and all, it kind of fell by the wayside. But I had a random... sort of borderline anxiety attack a couple of weeks ago, which compelled me to join the gym, restart ClassPass so I could do reformer and watch Titanic in its entirety. The holy trifecta of feeling anxious. So I've...
The reformer Pilates is the one with the weird looking machine.
With the death trap.
Yeah,
machine,
it looks like a torture chamber.
Which I was listening to a podcast, these American comedians who I love ride the podcast. And the girl, Mary Beth Barone, was saying she was doing like a private reformer Pilates lesson. Mm. And you kind of, this is meant to be the most like peaceful time of the class. It's called legs in straps. So like you put your legs in the long straps and you do circles. And it's usually after you've done something really hard and it just feels good. And there's often times that you feel like the reformer machine might kill you. There's like a lot of propensity for it to do so. She was doing this and the strap like snapped and it like hit her in the sole of the foot.
Ooh.
Which she was like, that was so intensely painful. Like I can't imagine if it hit you in the face or something.
As a smelly man.
Did you just say as a smelly man?
Just like a stupid
just
man.
Just a general,
Do you know what's the difference between regular Pilates and reformer Pilates?
Yeah,
it's the machine.
Yeah, regular Pilates, mat Pilates. It just, there's no machine.
Like
you're doing it on the mat. But it's kind of like a bit more, they try and kill you a bit more than yoga. Like there's always some little torque torture method. Sometimes it's the ball. Sometimes it's the ring that you have to like push in
kind
with
of a
your thighs or some weights.
Yeah.
They always try and jazz it
I
up.
I feel well versed now. Thanks.
Yeah,
very much.
They always try and kill women. Well, you can be one of the men who comes to the class sometime. They're always welcome. It's lovely when it's like all the girlies showing up in their Fiat Puntos and or Fiat 500s, and then just like with a one man in his GAA shorts trying to be part of it all.
Nah.
So it's the kind of activity you're obliged to take a little like picture of your Pilates socks and the reformer machine before starting. You're obliged to go and get a matcha afterwards.
Or an acai.
Yep. It's very girly, very demure. But it's not always, guys. This is this sound that I'm about to play you is relating to reformer, and it might shock you.
Not very relaxing.
No, that's given chipper fight, which is my favourite genre of fight on YouTube, by the way. Thank you. But this was a fight that broke out. Callum's a fan. This was a fight that broke out in an Aldi in the UK a couple of weeks ago, because they started selling reformer machines in the middle aisle, and people were scrambling to get them. They didn't care who they had to physically fight. Mm. It's kind of in conflict with the principles of reformer. But to be fair, if you do it enough, you would be able to throw a few good left hooks.
Yeah, true.
So a lot of people have been buying them for home. But I used to go to this reformer lady, and she said she had a machine for home. And she was like, do you know what it's great for? Hanging clothes up on it. Because, like, no one, you're no more setting this all up, doing your springs and doing your straps.
Well, I was genuinely looking at one of those, you know, the walking...
The walking pads.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was going to say, like, could I do it in work? Yeah. Right? I was going to talk to Callum about it.
That's great.
To be like, could we do it in work or whatever? And I just know I'd buy it. They're spenny.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't use it. And I don't think the microphones in here go up as high enough if I was walking.
No.
But I would love the idea of walking out of here with 10,000 steps.
Oh my God. You'd have to walk and squat for the entire thing.
Oh my God. To get down to the microphone.
That's actually possible.
Okay, we're back.
I'm doing it right now.
Check them out.
Okay.
We'll order them in.
I'll do this for the whole song.
Say it's for wellness for the show. Yeah.
Fitness first.
Spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin at the station that wants to send you to Dua Lipa, completely sold out gig. And we're not just sorting you with your tickets. No, we're going to sort you with 4 tickets.
Yep.
So you can bring all the gals or all the lads, whatever you want to do. And we'll put you up in a gorgeous hotel as well. If you want to enter for your chance to win, head to the website spin1038.com. Now, speaking of gigs, naturally the Cowboy Carter Tour is on at the moment. That's Beyonce's big tour. And every second day I see people jumping onto a plane to head over to see her.
With them.
And no sign of her again coming to Dublin. Listen, she's obviously, there's no doubt about it, she's going to put herself... I'm always curious when the big stars come here to Dublin. Where are they staying? And obviously that information isn't always very obvious to people, or isn't really revealed, should I say. But in Beyonce's case, it has. Beyonce was staying at the Corinthia's penthouse during her tour in London.
Wow.
And she actually left a couple of days early because she moved to a different hotel to make way for Mariah Carey, who also wants to stay there.
Well, when Mariah's coming, you gotta make way.
Even Beyonce made way though.
Oh,
she was in the suite.
She's the OG diva.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, she packed up the bags and she moved into Claridge's. Is it Callum? Claridge's? Anyway, for the final night of her stay. But what it was costing Beyonce per night to literally put the head down and get a few hours sleep was £25,000 per night hotel. I always say it. If you have it, would you spend it? I don't think I could justify that.
I mean, that is literal peanuts to her. Like, that is, to say that's nothing. But it's sinful that, like, it costs that to spend one night anywhere. Like, how do they justify that?
It's herself and Blue in the room, her daughter, I presume, sharing.
Roomy, top and tailing, maybe.
Yeah, so you're not even getting the kind of the comfort that's involved here. You've got 3 kids with you, you'd imagine, unless they're off somewhere else with a nanny in another 25 grand room. But this place... ultra luxurious, very private, and it has all these amazing views of London skyline. Grand until it's raining.
You can check that on Google Maps.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't think London's that impressive looking, to be honest with you. You know, not when there's that rain hanging about. It has this entertainment space. Is she going to use it? She just come off stage? I highly doubt.
Entertaining.
So she's done with the entertaining when she
all
gets
rooms
home.
Have Netflix. Yeah. Although it often doesn't work, doesn't it? Not
most of the time.
Always a mayor with a telly in a hotel room.
State of the art technology. I suppose I wouldn't mind maybe pressing a button for the blinds to close, but rather than getting out of my comfy bed. But apart from that, I'm not really arsed. It has access to exclusive hotel amenities. I don't see Beyonce heading down to the spa when like Jenny from down the road is in there as well. I just can't see
Jenny
it happening.
Jenny from the block.
Now this one I would be into. Personalised 24-hour butler and concierge services. I do like that.
That's nice.
There's room service, but then there's a butler.
It's great when you can get a butler. It's. I would always recommend it if in any way possible.
Have you had a butler?
I'm just manifesting for myself.
It always reminds me of Sister Act. You know when Lindsay Lohan played the twins and there was a butler on a boat one night. Parent Trap, not Sister Act.
Yes, her butler. Oh yeah, he was great crack. Yeah.
And then I would say this obviously goes without saying, it's needed for someone like Beyonce or Mariah, no doubt. There's high security and privacy guaranteed for VIP guests. I suppose when you add in the cost of the butler for the night and the security, that probably knocks $2,000 off it.
Yeah, these
there's
things
still
add up.
A crazy €23,000 dropping on literally putting her hair down or her head down and getting a bit of sleep. There's another one now for slightly cheaper, just €1,000 left, the Sterling Suite. And this now is too big for me in a room, to be honest with you. I know that we're all into these little press ups now. They're like little cells that people spend loads of money to stay in. But this is a 450 square meter, six bedroom apartment.
What?
And you can sleep 12 guests. So do the maths. $2,000 each if you were to all go in on it. Yeah. It has huge views of Oxford Street and elegant interiors. I don't care in a hotel what art is on the wall.
No.
To be honest, it's not what I'm there for.
It's all haunted. Anyway, there's a tiny ghost girl living inside every painting. So the more you have, the more you're at risk.
Would you normally now when you're checking into a hotel care too much about the colour of the walls?
It just wouldn't even cross my mind.
Wouldn't even cross my mind. Gold, blue and white themed rooms.
Okay. Well, she's got her daughter blue, so I guess.
Socialising or events as well. Again, for someone like Beyonce or Mariah, why'd you care about entertaining? You've just come off stage. I'm sure you're knackered. There's a private media lounge. I don't know. Okay. Maybe. And formal dining rooms for guests. Again, I can't see that happening. It does have the butler service and again, the access to all amenities. I just think that all these things, lads, if I'm getting a good deal, I stayed in absolute Kips when I was in Italy and it was absolutely spot on. In fact, for €60 for one night, so that's €30 each.
Wow.
On our final night, we said, we're not spending big money here. And it was my first ever experience of sharing a bathroom.
No, can't do it.
And I won't again.
I cannot.
The way this place was set up for all the rooms on the bottom floor, which was 10 rooms, there was one, say, bathroom area and a cubicle on each side. Nothing specified for the guys or the girls or whatever. I get it. We're in 2025. Do what you got to do. Mm-mm. But when you walk into that bathroom, the toilet is there. And I mean, you like as you're sitting on the toilet, the shower curtain is touching your shoulder. And the shower is behind there. So when you get out of the shower water has splattered onto the toilet. The whole thing is an absolute mess. I had to wear my Birkenstocks into the shower when I used it.
Oh, my God.
And I said, do you know what? 30 quid's a good deal, but never again.
Not good enough for this.
That was the end of that. Now we stayed there for only like 6 hours, but still.
Oh, did you leave then? Were you like, we have to go? Or that
we
was
were
the...
flying out in the middle of the night, so we said we'd just get something real cheap and cheerful, but still, it doesn't really compare. The 30 and the 200 to the €25,000, I realise, are completely other ends of the spectrum, but yeah. Throw another 40 or 50 quid in that and you won't have to have shit.
You won't have to
shower.
Feel the cold shower curtain on your arm as you pee.
You're on spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Almost 20 to 10 now.
Get ready.
Spin 103X Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
Lads, as we mentioned, things are just so expensive. There was even a report out in the news today just about the state of everything when it comes to how expensive everything is.
Yes,
and maybe.
Groceries going up.
Yeah. It all adds up. And maybe you're not in a position to go on holidays this year. Well, what an honour it would be if we could get you a week in the sun for free. All with thanks to Sunway.ie, that is Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yes, this is the Golden Ticket. Who is on to play this morning?
It is Emma on this morning. Are you aware of this game, Emma?
Yes.
Okay,
no.
Perfect.
No.
No, you don't know it. Okay, listen, let us explain to you. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We have 25 seconds on the clock and we have five songs to play for you. Your job is to identify correctly the five songs and artists within those 25 seconds. If it's a song with a few people on it, don't worry about mentioning all of them. Just tell us one artist on the song. You can't skip or pass, but we do have a swap swap for you to help you out along the way. So if you don't know a song, as soon as you hear it, just shout the word swap and we'll pause the clock and swap the song out that you're stuck on. You only get to use the swap once, use it wisely, and you can't swap in the final song.
All right, Emma. So we can't move on until you get the song and the artist correct. But when you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that all sound good?
Yeah, perfect.
Let's give this a lash. Song one on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We want to send you to Fort Ventura, Emma. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
That'll do. Lovely
stuff. Amazing. Well done,
Emma. That was Bruno Mars and APT. Song one in the bag.
Okay, 7 seconds that took you. So not too bad. You've got 18 seconds left for the next four songs. So yeah, just get the name and artist out nice and snappy and we'll be getting you on holidays.
Song two, Emma, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
She's been telling me swap. All night
long. That's a swap. No, good.
Yeah. Swap.
Big song from last year. That is Shaboozy and A Bar Song. Not to worry. We're back to 18 seconds on the clock and a brand new song two. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish.
Beautiful.
Whoa, incredible. That is correct. 3 seconds that took you, Emma. Very good indeed. We've got three songs left. You've got 15 seconds, so that is 5 seconds per song. I like your chances.
Let's go with song three. Pays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I heard my mate lost his
mind on a night out. Oh.
Eyes wide open. Do you remember?
No.
Try to guess. And if
it's 3, 2, 1.
And that's your time.
Sorry, Emma.
A couple of years ago now, it had to be heavily censored. Do you remember? It was Venby and Goddard. The song was big at the time. It was called Messy in Heaven. Emma, sorry it wasn't to be today. Thanks so much for playing. And hopefully we'll chat to you again soon. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks a mil, Emma. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. If you were to win this holiday, Fiona, what time of year would you go?
I think I'd go... I mean, you can't beat January for a holiday, but a
true.
Winter sun when things are bleak and you just need to get out. Or I always feel like the people who go away in November are very smug.
Smart.
They're
or
very
even
happy
October,
with themselves, aren't
in
they?
Some
October,
parts,
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, still be toasty.
Shortens the old winter.
It does, it does.
I was away last week and I have to say it was actually a bit much for me now.
It was a bit too hot.
I was a sweaty old slug. Yeah. But I looked like a proper slug. Yeah.
Not a slug.
If you want to win a week away in the sun, mess just the word golden and get on to take it off. Office tomorrow. Get in touch on WhatsApp. Right now, though, Shaboozy at Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Check it. And let's go. Shouldn't have spoken over that last bit. Yes, it is Fiona's final thoughts. Some might say the most important part of the show. And by some, I mean me. All right. Coming up today, big speculation about this online. Who should be the Apple Girl at Charlie XCX's gig tonight in Malahide Castle?
What's the Apple Girl?
So at the for her last few gigs.
Amelia,
you know,
de Molenburg.
It's been Amelia de Molenburg. So every time she does the Apple Dance at the gig she's been doing throughout the summer, she did Coachella, she did Primavera, she did London there. There's like a star who will do the Apple Dance. It'll go to audience cam and some slay girly will do it.
So it's always someone well known, is it?
Well, the first person to do it, I think this was at her first kind of the start of the Sweat Tour. This was in New York. It was Kelly Hayer who created the Apple Dance.
Ah, well,
she created
there you go.
The Apple Dance.
Brilliant.
And got it trending on TikTok. And there was a lot of kind of discourse because someone was in the background trying to do the dance way bigger than her and kind of stealing her moment and getting a load of hate. Next up, it was Chapel Rowan at Primavera.
Yes,
as you say, Amelia de Molenburg from Chicken Shop Date in London. And I was looking on our friend Padraig Wilson McCarthy's stories. You might know him, a newsreader here sometimes on Spin. And he was kind of saying, who should be the Apple Girl tonight at Malahide Castle?
Ooh.
His shout was the girl with the big donut bun from the Peru 2. Do you remember his throwback? I think would be iconic. Some other kind of classic suggestions would be like Anne Doyle, Nadine Coyle, all the girls.
I'd love to see Anne Doyle do it, and you know she would, you know,
stone faced,
yeah.
Not breaking a smile once. I think the most sensible option, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me on this, is of course former state pathologist Dr. Marie Cassidy. It's right there. We know she can dance from her stint on Dancing with the Stars. I just checked it. She is 69 years old, which is in itself very brat. And if anyone at the gig literally dies when Charlie comes on stage, she'll be there
she
to help with that.
She's to sort it all out.
She's the same bloody pathologist.